From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. An FBI analysis cannot conclude whether it was George Zimmerman or Trayvon Martin heard screaming on an audio recording of their fatal scuffle in February. The FBI report is among documents released to the media on Thursday. The documents also include audio of a witness telling investigators with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement what she heard.
At first, it sounded like a howl, like a dog howling, like a loud howl.
Okay, nothing intelligible, like the English language or a language?
No.
The witness's name was removed from the documents. Zimmerman is facing murder charges in the Martin killing. The Sanford, Florida Volunteer Crime Watch says he shot the unarmed teenager in self-defense. At the Roger Clemens perjury trial, the prosecution's star witness has endured a withering cross-examination. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, former trainer Brian McNamee is the only witness who has directly linked Clemens to using performance-enhancing drugs.
McNamee frequently changed the details of his testimony, even the years when events allegedly occurred, and he admitted that he lied repeatedly to federal investigators, changing his story often. But he was unshakable about one thing, that he frequently injected Clemens with steroids and human growth hormone. Clemens is charged with lying to Congress when he denied ever using these performance-enhancing drugs. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Postal Service plans to begin closing mail processing centers, 48 of them this summer and more than 200 by 2014. Earlier this month, postal officials agreed to delay the closings after the Senate approved legislation to halt the more aggressive cost-saving measures. But a similar bill remains stalled in the House. Agency officials say they can't wait any longer, citing a projected loss of $14 billion this year. The European Central Bank is cutting off liquidity to four banks in Greece. John Siropoulos reports that the cash crunch is being exacerbated by steady withdrawals from private bank accounts.
Greek banks face enormous pressure on their cash reserves. Greeks have been pulling their money out faster than ever as incomes have fallen. The country's president revealed that 700 million euros were withdrawn on Monday alone. The banks are still waiting to be refinanced after agreeing to write off most of the value of the government bonds they held. $25 billion they need have yet to be handed out by authorities in Athens. Their only source of borrowing now is the Greek Central Bank, which could demand as much as $2 of collateral for every dollar it lends them. A credit crunch has already deprived businesses of funds. It is now feared that a cash crunch could lead to a bank run. For NPR News, I'm John Saropoulos in Athens.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Two former Florida A&M University band members have been sentenced to 30 days in a county work camp in the alleged beating death of a drum major, Robert Champion. Aaron Golson and Sean Hobson were charged with felony hazing but pleaded no contest to misdemeanor charges. A prosecutor in the case says that medical records do not prove serious bodily injury. Golson and Hobson must also serve 12 months probation after their detention. Democrats and Republicans are welcoming the nomination of Special Envoy Derek Mitchell to become the first U.S. ambassador to Myanmar in 22 years. Mitchell has been based in Myanmar, also called Burma, since 1990. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton cited progress toward democracy and national reconciliation as reasons for formalizing ties to the Southeast Asian nation. Disco queen Donna Summer has died of cancer in Naples, Florida, at the age of 63. NPR's Trina Williams looks back.
Summer, born in Boston as LaDonna Adrienne Gaines, started singing in church as a child. She shot to fame in the 1970s and 80s with songs including Bad Girls, Hot Stuff, She Works Hard for the Money, and this one.
I love to love you, baby.
The slew of hits earned her the nickname the Queen of Disco.
So let's dance.
Last Dance won an Oscar for Best Original Song from the 1978 movie Thank God It's Friday, in which Summer also appeared. She won five Grammys during her career and was the first woman to have back-to-back multi-platinum albums. Summer released her last album, Crayons, in 2008. Trina Williams, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.